as. This is one of Frank's favorite songs.
Do not listen to him. He is selling you snake oil.
We don't sell snake oil, but we provide an entertaining and thought-provoking sports show on 88.3 WXUT. Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And sometimes we provide a life lesson. Ain't that right, Frank?
Life lesson my ass.
Don't be a hater. And tune in to AFR Saturday mornings 11 to 1 on WXUT. Hola. After further review, last segment of the show, the bottom of the hour, we've got, what the name of the show is, it's In the Record Store. A really great show, actually. I actually like that show, In the Record Store, from 1:30 to 2, as we have it here on 88.3 WT, Toledo's only alternative, and you're on campus radio station. We got another tricky topic, as we just talked about the debate of the Cavs getting fleeced in the trade. I think Kobe Altman, I don't know, Dan Gilbert probably got a GM for cheap, but you do stuff for cheap, you get cheap results, and I think that's what's going to go on with the Cavs. And I didn't think Tracy McGrady was Hall of Famer. Great career, just not a Hall of Famer. And now we get into this situation where David Harris wanted to talk about this, and Michael Bennett, Seahawks defensive end Michael Bennett, was arrested the other day in Las Vegas, and it brings up the racial profiling here. And in America, and I've listened to a lot of talk shows, and it really troubles me. It gets into the he said she said stuff, and I want to make this point clear. For one, Black Lives Matter movement is not a terrorist group. I don't understand why people are doing this, but the thing that gets me about this, and I give people a point of view. It's not about black. It's not about against whites. It's just fair treatment of people. And I think sometimes when people have these discussions and these debates, they never really look at other people's perspectives here. And the perspective here is this. And I'm not going to talk for all black Americans here, you know, or African Americans, if you want to call that, or blacks. But here's my thing. And this is the most troubling I see in this country, is that for years, and it's in the O.J. Simpson documentary for 30 for 30. If you want to go and watch it, you see some of their point of views, is that it's been known that blacks have been mistreated for years by cops. And it could be black cops, white cops. It could be any color, just the boys in blue, basically. Now, I will say this, you know, cops have a very hard job. They deal with a lot of ignorant and evil people. So sometimes when you're in the heat of battle, some things happen, this and that. I totally understand that. And I know that they got to go to work and they got to put a vest on. And I understand that, you know, you pray for them to come home. I have some good friends that are cops, and I pray for them that they come home and stuff. But unfortunately, there's always that one little bad apple that spoils the bunch. But I will tell you this. It has been going on for years that it's happened to me. I've been in nice neighborhoods and guys have just asked me, what are you doing in this neighborhood? And I'm doing the speed limit. I'm being a law abiding citizen, and I've been harassed before. So it is out there. If you don't think that's out there, then you're part of the problem and you're not part of the solution. Well, we would tell you that right now. But for years, you know, blacks did complain about this, and in other, you know, cultures as well. And most people would just kind of ignore you or laugh it off or just say, well, what were you doing before? You must not have been obeying the law. You must have did something to provoke that. And it's like, well, no, I'm telling the truth here. Now, back in those days, there was no video to prove it. So like I said, it's your word versus their word. And let's face it, there's some people, some cops lie, some people lie. So you don't know who to believe. But then now we got video cameras out. And then you get to see the video cameras out, and you see what people have been talking about for years. And once again, it's like people don't believe you. And then you wonder why people are frustrated. I mean, at some point, especially some of the videos I've seen where guy was sitting in the car, and I guess the officer, maybe he wasn't trained correctly or whatever, got scared and just shot the guy. And he was an unarmed guy with his fiance in the car and his baby in the car. And you still get people that go out there and say, well, he must have did something to provoke you. You know, before the video came on, he must have did something. And it's just like, to me, that's just a slap in the face. Why is it that every time when people bring up these stories, it's obvious that someone has to say, well, you weren't being a law-abiding citizen because, you know, I was raised that cops can do no wrong and they're always good. Well, the majority of them are, but there are those people out there that do bad. And, you know, you got to hold those guys accountable. So then we have these situations that come up, and now, you know, people are saying injustices, and, you know, Colin Kaepernick, you know, he used his job as a platform, basically, and I think he is getting blacklisted a little bit. And you can't tell me that Colin Kaepernick is not one of the top 60-something QBs in the league. I mean, is he a starter? No. But he can be a good backup. Now, maybe they don't want any of this scrutiny. But, you know, now this Michael Bennett situation comes up. Very troubling thing that happened out in Las Vegas. And, David, this is a subject that you wanted to come up with. And there's a story here from CBS Sports. Las Vegas police explain Michael Bennett's incident deny claim of racial profiling. Now, he claimed racial profiling on a press conference on Wednesday, and then his brother Martellus, I guess, seen the video and cried. According to Bennett, he was assaulted by police after attending the Mayweather-McGregor fight, which was, you know, a few weeks ago. At some point after the fight, Bennett was walking back to his hotel when he heard gunshots. The shots were heard by hundreds of people who all began to flee the area. If you hear gunshots, come on, everybody's going to run. Heck, I was in the student union when someone had a prank call, and you remember this, David. It was a few years ago where the police had to do their job and try to find this person, and the people that were in the student union,
they cleared out campus.
They cleared it out. Now, I will tell you this. I had a gun pointed at my head. Literally. The cop took the gun and said, you need to get out of here. It was a scary thing. I still vividly remember it to this day. In the student union, Hugh had his show going on. I went downstairs to go get some Subway. And kids started running. And I'm thinking, okay, they're regular college kids and they're running. No, here's cops with semi-automatic weapons coming in and saying, we need to clear the area. Get the hell out of here. And it is a scary experience to hear either gunshots or see a gun pointed at you. So what I did was, now I didn't run. I walked out, obviously. But because obviously when someone has a gun, you kind of get frozen there for a minute. But I also didn't want to run and seem like I was part of whatever was going on, because I'm pretty sure they knew other stuff that was going on. And that's what basically happened. Now, like he said, he ran out of there. I don't blame him. I mean, you hear gunshots, what are you going to do? You're going to run out of there because, one, either you don't want to get hit, or you don't want to be assumed that you're the one that's, you know, in the ruckus. I mean, that makes sense to me. Does that make sense to you, David?
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, this entire scenario doesn't make sense to me. One, what is the natural inclination of people to hear gunshots, especially black people? Like, we are trained, with gunshot, you're running. Like, you don't know how close, how far, how many weapons there are. And two, for those that are saying it is not racial profiling, like, it's just, like, you have to open your eyes, kind of get the kind of whitewashed colored lenses off of your face. Because I don't understand how people, even after seeing the video, after reading his statement, and I have up the statement from the LAPD, kind of, and their statement is just,
well, it's clearly, Las Vegas. It's Las Vegas.
Well, Las Vegas police, yeah. All of this says racial profiling. All of this says, hey, this is exactly what Colin Kaepernick is protesting about. And if this was Michael Bennett, just regular old guy from any other city in the country, or, you know, instead of Michael Bennett, NFL player, more than likely he would have been arrested, you know, beaten up, vandalized, you know, all this stuff happened to him, and probably would have lost his life, if we're just going to be brutally honest.
Yeah, what he did when he said that who he was, then they were like, okay, we'll let you go. that did kind of, you know, strike me as kind of odd once they found out who he was. He said, now Bennett says they were singled him out and pointed their guns at him for nothing more than being a black man in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, some people would say, well, but then again, Michael, you're 6'4" and 250 pounds. That's what some people would say and say that he's kind of intimidating. But then again, though, if he doesn't have a weapon on him, I mean, like I said, this is in the hotel, I guess. He said they used excessive force while he was in custody and that one cop even threatened to blow his head off. Now, some people are saying that the body cams were not activated, which I think that's kind of strange myself. Why weren't the body cams activated?
Because they know that in normal cases, I would say because the body cam would validate Michael Bennett's claims. But as we've seen throughout this entire Black Lives Matter movement, body cameras don't mean crap. Like, we could have body camera evidence and see it, and people will say, well, you know, he was fearing for his life, he was running from the police, and then you get the excuse of, well, he should have complied, and all this other BS that gets spewed out.
This is from the Las Vegas sheriff saying, I can't tell you as I stand here today, I see no evidence that there was any evidence of race played in the role in this incident. According to the undersheriff, police received a call around 1:30 a.m. on Sunday about a possible active shooter who was believed to be somewhere around the nightclub at the Cromwell Casino. When officers arrived at the hotel, it was a total chaos as hundreds of people were attempting to flee the supposed shooter. The Daily Mail has a picture that was taken as people were fleeing. You can see that by clicking here. After clearing the casino, a team of officers started heading toward the nightclub, and while they were on the way there, they located Bennett. As they moved toward the nightclub, an individual later identified as Bennett was seen crouched down behind a gaming machine as the officers approached. Once Bennett was in the officer's view, he quickly ran out the south doors, jumped over a wall onto Flamingo Road east of Las Vegas Boulevard into traffic. I guess if you're the shooter, I mean, most shootings, doesn't the shooter stay in there and still spray? I mean, I don't know. I've never really heard of anyone just going somewhere shooting and then, you know, by the time the place clears out, they're hiding and then just flee. Normally they shoot if it's a drive by or whatever. Boom, boom, boom. I'm out of here. But if they really want to do some damage, they're going to stick around and, you know, go out with a bang of glory.
Yeah, and especially this happened during or the night of the McGregor Mayweather fight. So, you know, tensions are already high because, you know, of all the racial stuff that has been that led up to the fight, and then all the celebrities, like, I hate to say it, that, you know, there were a lot of quote-unquote targets out there that thought could have done some serious damage, but I don't know. It's just all the stuff that's come around this case, including kind of in the police, the police statement saying, oh, well, the officers were minorities, so that's why they're not racist, so that's why, it's like, look,
you can still profile somebody. If you sit there and say, well, you look like the criminal, that's profiling. I mean, it could be criminal profiling. I mean, but either way, why him? I mean, now they're saying in their report that what he was doing was suspicious and they gave chase to him. That's why they gave chase. Now, like I said, you know, I don't know. Like I said, this is a kind of a strange situation. But like I said, there was camera phones that you see on TMZ where he is being handcuffed on the ground. But my question once again is, why is the body cams not activated? I mean, that's what they're there for. They're there so that when incidents like this happen, then you know the real story. Because now, like I said, this is a story of what he said and what they said.
Yeah, and it goes from the LA or the Las Vegas police, there is some kind of, with the statement that I'm kind of going back to, they, in the first paragraph, they talk about Michael Bennett's disrespect for the American flag, which has literally nothing to do with this, like this entire investigation. So it seems like there is this kind of mentality from the Las Vegas side of it, where like, hey, this guy is disrespecting our officers, disrespecting our flag, our country, NFL, why aren't you investigating this? Which is the letter that I'm reading, is a letter to Roger Goodell. But even still, this is the reason why Colin Kaepernick is protesting and why so many people are coming out and saying, hey, this is why we're kneeling, sitting for the national anthem. Like, this is at the heart of the protest itself. And Michael Bennett himself said, hey, I'm going to keep doing it. And so now we get into the situation where now you see, like, firsthand, okay, this is what's happening. And if Michael Bennett wasn't a celebrity, would he be one another name that we kind of put upon the list of martyrs?
Well, like I said, it says here that there was police video on another cop, but the video with the cop that had him down and had the gun to him didn't have video camera. Either it wasn't activated or he didn't have it on him. But there is video from another cop on his body cam of showing an officer pointing something at his head. That's what they're saying out there. But they don't have any video of him fleeing. Supposedly there's 126 pieces of video out there, but they don't have any of it of him fleeing. And, you know, we only have about a minute to go here, a minute and a half, to close up this segment. But the fact of the matter is this, is that, you know, my gripe is this. As I said before, hey, you know, this is what this country's for, is free speech. I understand people are going to get upset about kneeling during the anthem, and this is my country, and this is my flag. But you got to be just respectful of everybody. And if someone wants to kneel because they feel that, you know, there's things wrong with this country, you know, that's what they're doing. You know, just like the Cleveland Browns situation where there's some, you know, emergency staff and cops that don't want to do the game because of what the Cleveland Brown players are doing and saying they're disrespectful. But then again, you see incidents like this and stuff that's gone out for years where you have this police brutality. And I think it's disrespectful when someone does claim this, that they just basically have ignorance from people that say, hey, you know, it didn't happen, or you must have did something to cause this. You're the reason why the cop did this, because you did something to do it. And I think that's to me disrespectful and insulting. Final words, David?
Yeah, and as someone who's been in a similar situation, that been kind of wrongly accused, then, you know, had a gun to his face, arrested, detained, all that stuff. Like, I don't see any other way that Michael Bennett would be lying and making all this stuff up. And now that we have the footage, hey, now we can see this is what Martell, this is what Ben is talking about. Here's the evidence, gun point to his head, the excessive force.
Not to mention, what about other people? How come other people weren't arrested? I also noticed that in the story, you just went and got Bennett. I mean, if there's a mass shooting, you're trying to look for any and all types of suspects. Why just Bennett? If it's in a large crowd, that was another confusing thing.
Yeah, there's just a lot of discrepancies from the police side of it. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm still siding with Bennett. And if maybe one day people will stand up and kind of come on his side and admit that the police, you know, there is such thing as police brutality and, you know, racial profiling. But hopefully this will be one of many cases that verifies it for people.
I'm getting to the point where it's more, not less, racial profiling, which it is out there, more criminal profiling. If you fit this certain description, then you're automatically the criminal. But that'll do that for us here today on this show, as we're going to be getting into in the record store. What do you got going for yourself this weekend, David, real quick? I know it's football.
Football. And actually, I'm actually playing the NBA 2K Prelude right now. So getting a little bit of NBA time in. It's off the weekend.
All right, David. Well, you have a great weekend, man.
All right, see you next week.
Yeah, that was David the Man of God Harris off the phone lines here on 88.3 WXUT. Once again, thanks for listening to us on 88.3, by the way. Also on the live video. And also, like I said, we'll post this up again on 88 on our Facebook page. Also, we'll post it on our iTunes page. Make sure, like I said, if you got a phone, an iPhone, just make sure you go to the iTunes store. It's free. Even subscribe to 88.3 WGT's After Further Review, either on SoundCloud, which is WXGT After Further Review. That's on SoundCloud. Then it's just After Further Review on iTunes. And it's got a picture of Frank Vashner and the horse's head. Once again, for David, Frank wasn't in today because he had some stuff to do with refereeing. But once again, a pleasure here on 88.3. And also, Jed Schilling went back home as well. So we'll be back next week same time, same place. And once again, next week, the Rockets will be at home, and hopefully we'll have Brian Bucky back on the phone lines to give you a preview of the Tulsa game. Once again, go Rock as they take on Nevada. But like I said, I think the Buckeyes will win tonight, and I think Deshaun Kaiser will have a great game, just like Kareem Hunt. This has been a presentation of 88.3 WHUT's. After further review, for David, Frank, Jed, I'm Derek Lawson. We're out. Peace. See you guys next week.